on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Welcome back. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got a cloudy sky and 11 degrees. Thursday talk around, and one of my favorite little talk around blocks, because we started with our favorite history teacher. And there's the chuckle. You're not a history teacher, but you are a history teacher, Janet Kaisley.
Well, I think I have come to love it, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And the research you do and the relatability of all this stuff. Today we're talking, we're going to do a second segment of vending machines.
Right. Right.
And you've been researching these vending machines and Wahpeton history.
Well, yeah. You know, last time I was here, we talked about some vending machines, gumball and peanut machines. And there was a big robbery. And all of those six, it happened on the same night. So they broke into a business, took the gumball peanut machine, set it outside the door, went on to the next one, then came back and picked up all the machines and then took off towards Dwight. And they opened the machines, took the pennies, and that was it. So, I mean,
they knew what they were doing.
I think so.
And we talked about it earlier, too, and for just pennies. But back then,
in the 30s,
it probably seemed like a lot of money.
Yeah, the 30s, you know, and you probably need to break into six places to get really anything.
Right.
You know, because a lot of them didn't yield much, I don't think.
But then head to Dwight to you know, divvy up the loot.
Well, yeah, somewhere where people are going to drive by.
Sure.
So anyway, I thought, well, let's reminisce about some of the early vending machines that we remember in our area.
Right.
And, of course, we always have to talk about the gumball machines because that was the very first thing. And then cigarette machines always come into the conversation. So if you ask people, you know, what vending machines did you remember or did you grow up with? And those are two. A lot of people mention soda pop machines.
Yeah.
Sometimes even going back to the bottle ones where they came off the bottom, you know, or you just pulled them up through the little lever thing, but you didn't take them with you. You know, it was like at a canteen. And so you stayed right there and drank the bottle and then put it back in the little wooden container that had 24 slots.
You were tethered to the machine.
I think so. You know, nowadays, you know, you can vend sodas out and then just take it with you, which is, you know, what it's supposed to be. I remember when I was in probably elementary, we had a vending machine for pencils in our school. So you'd put a nickel in, turn the dial, and you got a number two pencil. So
that for real? Cool. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it had the name of the school on it. Sometimes they were just pencils that the secretary bought by the gross and, you know, would dump them in.
That would make sense.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember Terrace Lanes? They had vending machines. And that was the first time I think I remember coffee being vended from a machine.
Coffee.
Yes, coffee and hot chocolate. So there was must have been water, and then they were mixed in, you know, as it came out. So you had the coffee on this side, the water on this side, and came together for a cup of coffee. I don't know. How about stamps? Do you remember stamps being from vending machines?
No.
Yeah. The post offices used to have them. But like any other vending machine from way back, you know, people tried to get something for nothing. So they would put in a slug or a washer or a wooden shaped thing that would, you know, the size of a nickel, a quarter, whatever, and try and get something for nothing. And so, you know, then your machines would be, you know,
messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there must be dozens of movies out there that talk about or show candy machines. When you get, you put your money in and it doesn't quite come out. And, you know, people are bouncing machine trying to get it out or put their arm up there and get stuck, whatever. So, you know, that's some of the first things that I can kind of remember. I do remember vending machines, and this is now, you know, part of the zoo, you know. The zoo, you have vending machines for corn.
Yeah.
So you can go out and
feed the goats and feed the ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and those goats know when you're coming too. Believe me, they get after it.
Even if you don't have anything, they still kind of get up there because they know it's like, oh wow, you know, we're going to get something here. Newspapers, they used to have that honor box where you'd put your money in and you open the lid on the front, and there'd be a newspaper in there.
Yes, I do remember those.
They didn't last very long because I think people would take two. and they would take one for themselves and then set one on top. So the next person who came along got a free newspaper.
Not much honorable going on there.
No. Yeah. That was a bad one. They just really they didn't help the cause very much for that. Let's see, what else do we have? Now we have things like movies.
Mm-hmm.
They're vending.
Yeah.
You know, you put
the red box thing, yeah.
Yeah, right. Photo booths. You put your money in, you get a picture back out. Rest stops. I mean, that's all vending. You know, you don't even, you can get a sandwich, sometimes even hot food out of those vending machines. Kind of insane, but change machines. You know, you put a dollar in, you get change back.
Sure.
It's vending. Our food and snack is crazy. You know, there's just a lot of it. Pull tabs. Don't they have vending machines for
that? They sure do.
You know, there used to be someone who would sell that.
Right.
Yeah. As she walks in.
Kathy's shaking her head going, yeah, I know that.
Yeah. So I think that you can go to little towns on the lake areas and buy bait on a vending machine. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've
seen that before, yeah.
I don't fish, but, mm-hmm. You know, I think I've seen people go up and put money in.
You want crawlers, just get them out of the vending machine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. And then you have the top of all vending machines, of course, is the automobile. You know, where you can buy an automobile from a vending machine. I went through Kansas City a couple of years ago, and I saw this big, tall thing, and it was lit, and there were cars stacked up there. It was one of those...
Like real cars?
Yeah, yeah. Like Carvana, I think, was the... Yeah. So it's like a vending machine. You get a hold of me. I want the car on level whatever.
Well, I've learned something new today, because I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I just like, okay. So, you know, there's a lot of...
That is crazy.
The vending business has just kind of taken over and controlled.
I've seen vending machines where you can get soup.
Yes.
You can actually get a flavored soup out of a vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the mistake of actually getting one.
Well, and fruit. Mm-hmm. You can get bananas, oranges, apples, whatever, from vending machines.
Yeah.
They've sort of taken the place of someone standing behind the counter
mm-hmm.
selling you something.
Sure.
You know, so laundromats, you know.
Oh, get your soap and get your fabric softener.
Right.
Yeah.
Car washes. You can vend a towel from the car wash. I mean, the list goes on.
Do you remember a particular candy bar, Janet? I mean, when you go back, you think of the vending machines.
Yes.
But I always think of it always clicks in me, the candy bar that was in there, the one that I remember the most.
There were plenty, but...
Yeah, the old Zagnut bars.
Yeah.
You get a Zagnut out of the vending machine over at the Stratford.
Yeah. Yep. Right. And so the vending machine is not only part of our history, but it's what we could get from that vending machine.
Right.
It's like that makes it cool.
Incredible. Yeah. But you're talking cars and you're talking all the, you know, I didn't realize that it had spread out quite that far.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Then and again, we were talking about before we went on, what constitutes a vending machine?
You put money in, you get a product back.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, if you go to Pizza Ranch, you put a quarter in, and you twist that little dial, and out comes this thing, this little plastic thing with something in it for the kids.
Yeah.
That's vending.
That's vending.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a license for it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
good
it's
stuff.
Been around for a long time, and it probably will be for a long time to go.
Janet, this has been fun. You'll be
good.
Back next week?
I will.
Good, good, good.
Yep.
Always look forward to it. I missed you last week.
Did you?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I did.
Okay.
A lot of people do. When you're not here, it's like we missed our history lesson.
Yeah, well.
Janet, thanks so much for stopping
You're welcome.
By. Our history lesson with Janet Gageland, it's 8:18. We're going to hear from Tom and Kathy and the Morning Zoo. Talking all things Jinkabazoo, that's up next.
At Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls, we want to buy your car. We've had a run on our used inventory, and we need cars. Maybe you have an extra car, or maybe you want to get out from under a payment, or get out of a lease. Whatever the reason, we will buy your car, even if you don't buy one from us. Need some cash? Sell us your car. You'll get top dollar for your trade at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. We want to buy your car.
Find us online at NelsonFergusFalls.com.
Community blood screenings are being held at CHI St. Francis and Breckenridge's walk-in clinic from 6 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, April 3rd through the 7th. Call to set up an appointment today at 218-643-0123.